Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Now listen to Aileen to 51551. She says, everyone is not banking online. The online setting has forced many people who are not good with technology to depend on others to do their transactions for them, which technically robs them of their privacy, their right to privacy, as they need someone to help. Let's not become a society that excludes large numbers in society from a necessary facility, so says Aileen. And I think, Aileen, that is what the Financial Services Union is talking about when they describe Bank of Ireland's decision today to close 103 branches in the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland as shameful and an act of betrayal to loyal staff and customers. Bank of Ireland said its decision comes as the acceleration in digital banking has now reached a tipping point and is assuring customers that a new partnership with Unpost will offer banking services at more than 900 locations across Ireland. That's done little, though, to appease those in regional towns across the country. As John Cook has been finding out, he joins me now from Ballyhaunis in County Mayo. John, a town that will soon have no bank, is that right?
That's right, Cormac, and there's a lot of disappointment about that, with locals very upset, especially about the Bank of Ireland chief Francesca McDonough's assertion on Radio 1 this morning that no customers would be left without any bank after both Ulster Bank and Bank of Ireland closures happen this year, because the Ulster Bank in Ballyhaunis had already closed in recent years, the AIB before it, and now the planned closure of the local Bank of Ireland branch in the Market Square will leave Ballyhaunis without a bank, like many towns across the country are facing that news today as well. Now, Ballyhaunis is a town of around 4,500 residents around its surrounding areas. It employs up to 3,000 people in several big employers like local meat factories and agricultural machinery plants, among other machinery. So it's always a busy town and lots of passing traffic and heavy vehicles. And while COVID-19 may have accelerated our digital banking and a cashless economy, Cormac, there's no shortage of people queuing for cash here at the bank machine at the Bank of Ireland branch, because when I spoke to people at the ATM, well, some of the younger people said they are happy to go online, but others said they want the branch too and are really disappointed to hear of the closure, including many local businesses and these customers who are queuing for cash first.
I lodge my money here. My wages are being paid in here. I'm with the Bank of Ireland since I came to Ballyhaunis.
But do you need to actually go into the branch, or do you do all your business online now, like Bank of Ireland says most of its customers do?
Some online and some in here as well.
What about the retired population, the likes of myself now? I mean,
would you use online banking?
No, I wouldn't. No, I'm not into it. Everybody isn't into online banking. I think it's disgraceful, really.
Jessica Glenn from Kilmavie.
And you've just moved to County Mayo from?
Palm Beach, Florida.
How does the weather compare?
It's a lot rainier here, but today is lovely. So I would say every town needs at least one or two banks. I think that's crazy that it would be closing. Online is sufficient for some things, but there's always things you need to go into the branch for, a local branch. In Florida, where we're from, there's a bank almost on every other corner, so it's surprising.
John Higgins, auctioneer, Ballyhaunis. The older generation are still the people that come into the town of Ballyhaunis, you know, go to the retail stores, and all that's been taken away.
Do you mean they'll go elsewhere for shopping now, so if there's no bank?
Well, they possibly will go to bigger towns where the branches are.
I'm Curly, Curly's Bar, Ballyhaunis.
The pub is closed, a long time now, like a lot of pubs, but you're hoping to reopen again and get back to cash flow, I assume.
We will be actually closed a year on the 14th of March. Whenever we do get to go ahead, we'll be open again. So definitely need a bank in the town. We are a town with a lot of industry in it, and even for my own business, to go to do lodgements, where else do we get change?
And if the bank says you can use the post office, or I suppose go to a neighbouring bank branch in Claremorris, I think is your nearest one, would that work?
What about security? I mean, if we have lodgements to bring, it's not safe to go out of town with, because you just don't know.
My name is Lorcan Higgins, and I have the sports injury clinic here in Ballyhaunis. When you have businesses that need to lodge money, where are they going to do it?
And the post office, they say?
In a supermarket.
Because that's where your post office is here, is it?
Yes. Yeah, they closed the post office as well and moved it up to the super value, which is fine if you want to buy a stamp. Some could have large amounts of money.
Paul Donlan is my name. We have an undertaker and joinery business here in town. Any cheques that come, they have to go up to the post office to be lodged. That takes about 10 working days then for them to come through to before they're in your account. You know, will we even have an ATM machine, or who's going to man the ATM machine? If it's going to be in the post office, then is it just going to be for office hours? If somebody was out at night time and they want cash, no cash to be got in the town. I said we had 3 banks there 10 years ago and now we're down to no bank.
That is Undertaker Paul Donlan in Ballyhonus there. I'd say that was a shock to the system, John, from Florida to Mayo. No sun and no banks. But tell me this, are disappointed locals, obviously disappointed based on your tape there, are they accepting this decision from Bank of Ireland as a done deal?
Well, many I spoke to say there's little they can do about it because they did request a meeting, a very active chamber committee here in the town in the last year with management of Bank of Ireland. They say they were never granted such a meeting. There are 87 other communities, of course, facing similar closures from Lismore in Waterford to Bundoran in Donegal, Selbridge in Kildare to as many as 9 branches in County Cork and 3 here in East Mayo where I am. So locals are asking, well, what about the impact on the rural economy? Right across the country, and can the government step in here? People like off-licence owner Tom Ford, who's the president of Ballyhonus Chamber of Commerce, and he expressed fears for future job creation and retention in a town with no bank.
It doesn't look very good when you're trying to attract businesses into a town. The very first thing that any business will look at when they're coming to a town is their banking structure and what facilities the town has to offer. We are a very vibrant town, successful meat factories, successful entrepreneurs that have built up their businesses here in Ballyhonus. Those employees rely on Ballyhonus for their banking needs. I can't understand why Bank of Ireland can't make a success out of the business here in town.
They say the customers want more online, less branches.
They have to offer a service. If they were offering the same service here as they do in Claremorris and the other towns where they have competition, they wouldn't be looking at closing this branch today.
My name is Evan O'Dwyer. I'm a solicitor in Ballyhonus, County Mayo.
It's unusual that the bank would try and shift the responsibility for the decision to the customers, because there has been no appetite on the part of customers to lose the branch network. This is something that has been spun by the bank to justify the decisions that have been made. Bank of Ireland don't give a hoot about the people of Ballyhonus. And one begs the question, where are all the politicians when these issues are coming? Bank of Ireland has a 10% shareholding which is held by the state. And it's not just opposition politicians that must be taking an investment in this. The government itself has to intervene. And the most disconcerting part of that is that when Ulster Bank leave not only a week ago, and now Bank of Ireland are reducing their presence in rural Ireland, the government are standing back and doing nothing about it. They should be investing in this process themselves. They are stakeholders, and yet they've gone to ground.
And maybe that is the nub of the issue. That was Solicitor Evan O'Dwyer in Ballyhonus, ending John Cook's report from Mayo there. I'm joined now by Sean Fleming, who's Minister of State at the Department of Finance, and Fianna Fáil TD for Laois Offaly, and also by Michael McNamara, who's an independent TD for Clare. You're both very welcome to the programme. And Sean Fleming, I might come to you first of all, because maybe Solicitor Evan O'Dwyer in Ballyhonus hit the nail on the head there. And I paraphrase, why would Bank of Ireland continue to invest in the likes of Ballyhonus if the government isn't investing sufficiently?
Well, first of all, I think everybody is disappointed with the news this morning with all the branch closures throughout the country. And I think most people will want to know that all staff are going to be able to continue in secure employment and that there'll be no compulsory redundancies. And then we move on to the customers and the service and the people they serve. And we want to ensure that customers have a good available service locally. And through the post office network, we're assured that over 90% of everything that they do in the branch in the town can be done in the local post office.
Inadequate, you heard in the tape.
Yeah, well, that's because people haven't tried to do the new service in the post office because it's not there yet. And I understand.
So we don't know if it's adequate.
But we just said it's going to be 6 months between now and any branch closing, and that 6 months will be enable the post offices to build up the services.
So you're coming on RT Radio tonight telling people in Ballyhonus and elsewhere to trust in something that isn't there yet.
I'm saying the decision today is an announcement for several months down the road. There's an agreement in place with MPUS. That agreement will be put in place, and normally the post office is within a couple of hundred metres of where the current bank is. Secondly, I have another hat I wear. This is a fantastic opportunity for credit unions in most of those towns, and I'm sure there's a credit union in practically every one of the 88 towns, and this is an opportunity for the credit union movement, because you've just said people do trust the local credit union. Mm. People like to go into an office to do their business privately. People in the rural communities can easily come in, and I would think there's a big opportunity for credit unions now.
Let me bring in Michael McNamara. There's an opportunity here, Michael.
Well, there is, but I mean, it's very much, I mean, is the government going to allow credit unions to have ATMs, for example? Is the government going to allow, I mean, at the moment, credit unions have to lodge their money in banks, and they're being penalised by getting negative interest rates, so they're not able to satisfy their own customers, and that's a complaint that they have, which hasn't been addressed by government. I mean, the idea that it's only towns in which there's another bank is simply untrue. In the case of Clare, the three which are slated for closure, there's no other bank in that town. And Bank of Ireland didn't close branches in towns where there are other banks. I'm not suggesting they should, but they didn't close them, presumably because they were afraid that people would just switch their accounts. It's quite a cynical move by Bank of Ireland. I mean, the big thing for me is what's going to happen with the ATMs. I mean, of the three branches to be closed in Clare, two of them have a full external ATM. One of them doesn't, and there was a campaign this summer to get an ATM in Tulla. It was unsuccessful.
But is this a storm in a teacup, Michael?
No,
in
I
a
don't
way?
Think, well, because
let me set it up, because the minute you heard the ministers there, not over 90% of what people can do in a bank, they'll be able to do in a post office.
Yes, but I mean, you know, people need to be able to withdraw money in a town, particularly in a tourist town like Kilkee, through the day, not just during business hours. I mean, we would hope as well that obviously bars, restaurants, barbers, cash businesses will open again. Where are they going to be able to withdraw cash when they need it in the mornings? Where are they going to be able to lodge
Let me
cash?
Put that to the Minister. You're in Kilkee at 6 p.m, Minister. You want money. Where do you get it?
On a sunny summer's evening.
Go on. Clear. Where do you get the money, Minister?
I'm very clear. You'll get it in the ATM machine. Out of
no,
the
no,
ATM
no. If there's none outside
Sorry,
of the supervisor.
I'm just about to answer the question, Cormac.
Yeah.
Out of the 88 locations where they're closing branches, 84 of them will continue to have ATMs in those locations. And the four that don't have current ATM machines, the bank is going to ensure they will retain them permanently in maybe some other premises. But they've given an assurance in the four locations where there isn't an ATM and they close the branch, they will install an ATM in a suitable location.
And let me say, how do you answer the person in Ballyhonis who says
not able to get access to an ATM machine in any of the 88 towns?
So let's put the ATMs aside for a second. How do you answer the person in Ballyhonis in John Cook's report who says, I don't do banking online? And we have texters telling us they don't do banking online either. How will they do their banking if there is no branch in their town?
And I will agree on this. A number of the locations where, and two of them in Leash, don't have another branch, but what they all have is a credit union, and they all have on post, which will be able to do 95% of Bank of Ireland's facilities at the moment.
But they don't have the same products.
But hang on, you can put money into your credit union, you can get loan from your credit union, you can have a certain level of savings in the credit union, and you can use a post office. And I am saying, to my knowledge, practically every one of these 88 locations will have a post office and a credit union office that I think should be able to expand its facilities now, that especially if the banks aren't there. And there is an opportunity for local communities to be able to use their local credit union, and they're held in high regard at the moment. And yes, I regret the decision that they're closing the 88 branches throughout the recovery.
So what the Minister of State at the Department of Finance is telling towns and villages up and down the country is you don't need a bank.
What they are saying is you need a banking service, and everybody in Ireland needs a banking service. Some choose to do it online.
Okay.
Those who want to do it in person, if there is no bank left in your town, you will, in all probability, guarantee to have a post office, which opens longer than the banks
do
at the moment.
I take your point. Michael McNamara, the Department of Finance is telling us you don't need a bank, you need a banking services, and you'll have that wherever you are.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not quite prepared to park the ATM. I mean, it's one thing to have an ATM in the town. It's another thing to have an ATM that's open at night time. I mean, there in Tulla, for example, where there was a campaign to have an ATM, it's in the supermarket, which, of course, closes at around 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock in the evening, depending on the evening. And, I mean, the idea that there wouldn't, people wouldn't be able to withdraw cash in Kilkee or Milltown Malbay in tourist towns, which are heavily reliant on tourism and hospitality, once we get over this, once they're open again, is simply ludicrous. I mean, is the government going to guarantee that there will be proper externally accessible ATMs in those places?
Can I ask your opinion on this?
It still doesn't solve the problem of business owners in bars and restaurants in those towns who need to be able to lodge cash, because I remain to be convinced that post offices are going to accept or have the security to accept large amounts of cash from cash businesses, are going to be happy to do that or insured to do that.
Okay, let me read
I can answer that, and I want to tell all your listeners, post handles more cash, more sweeps when they're paying out.
So they give out cash, but they don't accept
than
cash
most
in.
Bank branches in any of these towns. Post deals with more cash than most local branches. It'll be no trouble to them to take in cash or pay out cash.
Well, let's see. Let's hear what the listeners are saying to 51551. Recently, I went to my local post office with an AIB cheque from OnPost to be told that they couldn't accept it. I would need to find a different post office to lodge it or go to my bank, says one listener. John Fagan in Westmeath says, I live in rural Ireland. My dad is 91, loves using online banking. Better to focus on better online banking and more safer and user-friendly, says John Fagan. Cork AIB customer says, regarding the bank closures and a push to online banking and the reduction in person-to-person dealings in bank, I am sick and tired of these things being forced on loyal customers for years. I'm going to move my banking to either OnPost or the credit union as soon as I can. Both of those institutions put customers first. Banks do not, says that listener. And one more. A listener says, 13 years ago in 2008, people were calling for banks to be shut down. And now today, in 2021, people want to save the banks. You couldn't make this up, says one listener. Can I ask you, Michael McNamara, do you think this points or signals to a two-speed economy in Ireland? The community or the countryside outside of the major towns?
You know, I mean, very much so. I mean, combined with the news from Shannon Airport today, it does feel like Ireland is retreating into the pale in the large urban centres. I mean, you know, we do need, we're being told that one of the upsides, one of the very, very few upsides of COVID is that people are moving out into the countryside. Young couples are buying homes in small towns, villages and across the countryside. Yet services, government services and services that government control, because, you know, you can't get a mobile telephone license unless you serve a certain proportion of the country. There are no such conditions with regard to high street banking licenses in Ireland. And maybe it's time for the government to think about adding conditions to high street banking licenses.
I wonder, should you not be talking Clare up, Michael, here? Should you not be telling people from Clare, but hang on a second, so people from Clare in Dublin say, come back home to Clare, you can work online now, that's proven in the pandemic. And you don't have to have a branch. You can do all your stuff online, especially younger people who have high-paid jobs in Dublin. They can just take that energy that the economy could need in Clare and relocate. Talk it up.
I am talking it up. I'm sitting in Clare tonight. It's a beautiful evening. I'm looking out across Loch O'Grady and it's a really lovely evening in Clare. But I mean, I'm saying to people, if they do come to Clare, they won't get the same level of government services and they won't get the same level of services that are licensed by the government. So they're going to have to be more resilient. But young people are resilient and people are coming to Clare and businesses will take it on. But it is going to be more difficult if there isn't a proper banking service in their town or village.
My God, they are coming out quicker than bills from an ATM here. 51551, Cormac, the Bank of Ireland in Uachtaroid is set to close. There will be no bank in the 52 miles between Galway and Clifton. Inspired stuff by the bank, says Stephen in Malahide. SG says, where would you get a bank draft? I had to have one for a citizenship application. And one says, Sean Fleming is from Mount Rath. Both banks have now gone from his town. That says it all, says a listener. Look,
And Cormac, I have to be allowed to respond to that.
Go on, quickly.
We've an outstanding credit union a few hundred yards from where Bank of Ireland is today, and the post office is less than 100 metres.
Okay, look, we'll leave the final word to Eileen. Never thought I'd hear government minister being the mouthpiece for big banks. Come on, Eileen. Look, we'll leave it there. Muwichas la Sean Fleming and Tara Angus son Chachtadol and Yasbloch O Hunde and Chlor Michael McNamara. We'll take a break.